world that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way to get.
Welcome to the Southside Mission Open Door Radio Program with Rich Drager. Over the next half hour, you're going to hear powerful stories of how God is changing lives on the south side of Peoria through the ministries of Southside Mission. The Open Door is sponsored by Southside Mission Thrift Stores in the Field Shopping Center in Morton and at the corner of War Memorial Drive and Wisconsin in Peoria. Now, here's Rich Drager.
And hello, everyone, and welcome into The Open Door here on WPEO, The Word, part of the media ministry of Southside Mission. I'm Rich Drager, happy to be alongside again on this Sunday. Want to say thank you to everybody that came out for our walk and run yesterday. The funds were raised for our youth ministries. We had about 11 or so of our Greater Academic Progress students participated, the youth staff there. Reverend Craig was there. Actually, Pastor Frank was there as well. So it was a fun event and raised some funds for our youth ministry programs at Southside Mission. So again, just wanted to say thank you to everybody. We had some great sponsorship from Zanfell, Auto House of Peoria, SEFQ, and some others who helped us out. So it all makes it come together and great fun. And we're looking to actually bring it down to the south end of town next year. So we're already kind of looking at dates and potential routes where we can do that down in the 61605, which is our mission home and our mission field at the same time. Want to keep you updated, as always, on some important information about Southside Mission. Had the opportunity this past week to sit in on a couple of interviews for youth staff that'll be joining either our Camp Kearney team for the summer or working on our summer day camp at the Mission campus. And just two that I wanted to touch on, I'm not going to mention their names, but two young men, a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, who sat for interviews with us, one for Camp Kearney, one for our summer day camp. And holy man, what great young man. If that's the future, I think we're in good hands. The one young man is trying to apply for a kitchen job out at Camp Kearney and just very thoughtful, had notes on a notebook, very thoughtful in his responses. And the other young man is a young man who actually went through several of our youth programs at Southside Mission, has a younger sister that's involved there as well. But he spent about 6 years of his youth. He's now 16 years old. So he was with us from 9 to about 15 years old. And again, just a great representation of the kind of youth that our ministry is trying to help produce, especially in the 61605. So feed them a constant diet of Jesus and the Word, and see how they turn out, and just continued involvement. He was very complimentary about one of our youth staff that he had had when he was in our programs there. And now if he gets hired for our summer day camp, he'll get to work alongside of her. So very neat to see how God is working in those young men's lives. And just I was just so blessed to be able to sit in on those interviews. It was really, really kind of eye-opening. I don't know if that's the right term, but it was very refreshing to see young people who really understand what God is having them do and how they want to pay it forward and pay it back to others, especially when working with youth, when they are still youths themselves. Now they're on the older side of the age range that we work with, but all the same, they want to be able to give back. Speaking of hiring, we're also still looking for staff for our thrift stores. Of course, our new Garden Street store coming along. Had a chance to go over the other day and get some more pictures. They have put up the steel beams that go on the front where they'll build out the new front entrance off of Garden Street, and busy doing the roofing. So the nice weather this past week allowed them to get up on the roof, tear off the old roof, and they'll be preparing to put on the new roof very soon as we continue to work towards a grand opening later this summer. So speaking of the thrift store, we need to fill positions for Garden Street as well as have some additional openings at our Morton and War Memorial stores. So we are going to have a hiring event on May 31st. It'll be from 2 to 6. So if you're interested in that, you can stop by and see us at Southside Mission between 2 and 6. And you can check out more information about those job openings on our website at southsidemission.org. Have some other events coming up. We'll get you up to date on those after we take our musical break a little bit down the road here. One of the things I wanted to bring forward today is we've been studying and working with leadership and staff in our prayer time, and our prayer huddles, our devotionals, looking at gratitude. And certainly as we think of this being Memorial Day weekend, we make sure that we have an appreciation and a gratitude for those who gave their lives fighting for our freedoms. And so when we talk about gratitude, as we've been doing at the mission, one of the things that I think is so neat about all of these various topics that we share here on the program is that they are all based in Scripture. And when people, when we do interviews and people will sometimes ask us questions at the end, they'll say, what do you enjoy most, or what have you gotten most out of working here at Southside Mission? And I honestly share with people that it's my own faith journey has been strengthened and emboldened in the 3 years that I've worked at Southside Mission, because every day you have the opportunity to not only be in the Word and read, and in my case, sometimes share, but you really get a chance to live it out. To live out your faith, to live out your belief in everything and the thanksgiving that God has done marvelous things for us. But when we talk about gratitude, we go to Psalm 107, right at the very beginning of the 107th Psalm, where and is titled Thanksgiving to the Lord for His Great Works of Deliverance. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. So again, everything goes through that scriptural, that biblical lens, and certainly that is true that the psalmist writes of there. An easy way to think about it is, and don't get me wrong, I'm far from a biblical scholar, but the nice thing about the Bible is every time I pick it up and read a verse based on what's happened the past few days, what's happening at the time that I read it, I get something different out of it. And that's the neat thing. God's Word is eternal, but how it's revealed to us can be different based on where we're at a given day and time. If you want to feel better physically, I think if you want to just start your day, have a better outlook on life, remember that verse from Psalm 107. And actually, I went on a little bit beyond that, but 1 through 3. Just a great way to kind of start your day off. We all have many things on our plates, many things going on in our lives, family issues, deaths, new babies coming along to bless us. But instead of constantly getting up and being consumed and absorbed by, I guess I would call it mainstream media, if you're not listening to the Word all the time, you turn into the media and you hear and see how bad everything is. And that's not to say we stick our heads in the sand and ignore it. But, you know, take a look out the window each day. Like we pray each time when we do this program, we pray before we start. And, you know, today we just prayed for, thank you for the sunshine, Lord. Thank you for the cool nights, and thank you for all the growth. As much as I tease my wife about her love of wanting to plant more things around our house and thus having to tend to them, what a great way each spring to see rebirth, putting seeds into the ground and then seeing the flowers and the beauty that is God's green earth. So when we get up in the morning, let's all just kind of take that deep breath and, you know, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. And it kind of just makes you in a better state of mind just to think of doing that. Just start your day with a little bit of a habit of gratitude. Because, as we know, the art of thanksgiving, I think, and many others have written about this, it's one of the most important skills that we as humans can develop. However, the sad truth is a lot of us aren't. As I mentioned earlier, we are consumed by the world. We are of the world and in the world. And we just have developed a difficulty in appreciating everything we have around us. And that's not to say bad things don't happen. We all have experienced our share of health scares or deaths in families or tragedies that we can't seem to explain and we don't understand. But I think appreciation, thanksgiving, gratitude, they all go hand in hand. So I thought when thinking of a musical break to have today. I actually stole one of Nelson's gospel songs, but if you're familiar with the Gaither family, you probably know the name Guy Penrod, who sang with them for years. He's been a solo artist now for, boy, almost 15 years. But I thought this was a good one to go to today. It's Guy Penrod with Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
And welcome back. That was Guy Penrod, Count Your Blessings. Rich Drager here on the Open Door from Southside Mission, and hope you are enjoying this weekend. Again, we pass along our best wishes, prayers, and thoughts on this Memorial Day weekend. So many times we think of these holidays and it's merely about, oh, I get the next day off at work, and really we forget what it's about. It's about counting our blessings. We're focusing on gratitude today, and certainly that song I thought was beneficial to the message we're trying to get across today. So especially if you have a loved one who lost their life serving this country in the military, we certainly do send along our prayers and lift them up in our prayers as we do our program here today. We started off talking about some of the various things going on at the mission. Again, thank you to everybody who participated in our run and walkathon that raised funds for our youth ministries. Had a fun time. We had probably about 10 or 11 of the youth out there. We had our youth staff, Reverend Craig, even Pastor Frank was out there. He was doing the run part. I did the walk part because that's about all I'm equipped for these days. But I am grateful that at least that part was able to be done. Wanted to mention a couple other events concerning Southside Mission that you want to get on your calendar. June 2nd and 3rd, We will be out at Alwyn & Sons Lunch Grill. They, of course, are located on War Memorial in Peoria, right across from our Southside Mission thrift store there. And the two of them are linked together because the money that we raise, we'll get a portion of the proceeds thanks to Alwyn & Sons for their generosity. So all you have to do is come out and enjoy lunch either Friday or Saturday, and a portion of those proceeds will come to the mission to support our youth ministry. Then you can wander across the street, and we're going to have a big parking lot / sidewalk sale at the War Memorial Drive thrift store, so a chance to get some great bargains there as well. So we encourage you to mark that down on your calendar, June 2nd and 3rd. And then finally, we mentioned at the top of the program today about the hiring event we're having on May 31st. We also want to encourage you to look, if you have youngsters, maybe high school age or early in college, that are looking for some summer employment, and they'd like to work either at Camp Kearney as junior counselors, a variety of positions that we have open. You can check that out on our website at southsidemission.org. And we still need a handful, four or five maybe, to help out with our summer day camp on the Southside Mission campus on Laramie and Malone. And both of those camps, by the way, will be starting June 19th, so you don't want to wait. This is the last weekend of May here, so we need to get folks hired and get ready to be trained so that they can help work with the youth that we're going to be working with this summer. So we've been talking about gratitude today, and you know, as we talked before the song, Count Your Blessings, just beginning with noticing, number one, acknowledging and thanking God for the small wonders of life. And it's the neat thing about, I think, nowadays in my life, I can see scriptural references. I can see Bible stories pop in my mind when I see and hear a lot of things. And sometimes gratitude, as we mentioned, is soured by the world we live in. But just think of simple things. You know, you wake up, you smell that hot brewed coffee in the morning if you're a coffee person, or maybe the smell of a fresh rose, or in my case, we have a beautiful lilac bush out in front of our house. And sometimes in the summertime when it's not too hot early in the morning, you can open the window and just get a breeze come in, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful smell. Or I remember this from my youth growing up. Each summer going to grandma's house, she would bake fresh bread every time we landed in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And it was just so fun to open that front door, and the smells just came right down the hallway from the kitchen. So even that, as we mentioned, is something that we can find in Scripture. We turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where it says, and I'll go back to 16 just to kind of set it up, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." We started a recent devotion prayer huddle at work talking about that. Sometimes we get even absorbed in Scripture, and it's more about the function of, okay, everybody, we would like everybody to participate, so we're going to give everybody a portion of Scripture to share. And sometimes we skip over the thanksgiving. You know, we think about going to the Lord in prayer to address issues and problems that we may be facing in our lives, and we skip over the gratitude part. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. Thank you, God, for giving us your only Son in a way of sacrifice to atone for our sins. So we certainly cannot pass over that. And I think when you think of people in the Bible who had many challenges and difficulties sometimes, a couple of weeks ago we spoke of Paul and how he found joy in everything that he went through. Regardless of whether he was imprisoned, captive, you know, being abused, whatever the case may be, his joy was in the Lord. So he didn't get caught up in the times and the days that he was in and the struggles he went through. So Job in the Bible certainly is somebody that many of us know of and read about. And even in Job, when you think of some of the struggles he had in Job 5:8-9, "But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number." So everywhere we look, you can see those wonderful things that God has done without number. And there's another reason of course, to be thankful for all of our blessings in life, because I think gratitude really kind of opens that spigot up. You know, you turn the hose on when you're out in the yard working in the garden, and you know, you have a little trickle, and then you open it up a little bit more. And I think gratitude is kind of like that handle. It activates the flow of the blessings in our life. And I think, you know, as we've talked about throughout the program today, when we fall victim to what's happening in the world and always looking at the negative, it's not a soil that is hospitable to growing things. You know, we talked earlier, I talked of the two young men that I had sat the opportunity to sit in on interviews, and we really do have to remember that people are always watching us. Especially our youth, they often mimic us. Those of you that have children certainly know that. They see mom and dad do something, they figure, oh, well, if mom and dad do it, it must be all right. So we always have to be constantly aware of that. I think when we think of, especially as I've been mentioning quite a bit, growing things, we think of the parable of the sower in Matthew. And, you know, at the end of that section, he talks about in 13, verse 23, he talks about, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So, you know, that little seed that we may plant in our daily walk with our gratitude could well produce a crop many times over that sometimes we don't always get to see the final version of what happens. So I think as we heard about in the song from Guy Penrod, you know, the old hymn with the simple refrain, I guess, could be the overarching message for today. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. So focus on the positive. Again, we don't stick our head in the sand and ignore the difficulties we have in life, but don't dwell on those. You know, again, look at the Bible for inspiration, for stories of so many people that had struggles and had much more terrible things happen than hopefully you and I will ever have to encounter. But I think sometimes we do get caught up in that. So just remember, have that attitude of gratitude. We are going through some training at the mission with a couple of leaders who really talked about that. One who has written several books on it, John Gordon is his name, and he said, he was asked in a recent podcast, you know, you talk a lot about leadership. If you had the opportunity to spend a day with someone, any leader that you can think of, he chose Jesus. And he said, you know, I'm talking to a preacher on this podcast, so maybe it's something that you think, oh, well, sure, I'm just going to say Jesus. But boy, if you could just imagine what you could learn. And I think when we look at the Bible as leaders, and I think we're all leaders, whether we have it by title or not, we all have an opportunity to influence others. And why not influence them through words of gratitude? You know, just as we did here in the song, count your blessings, see what God has done. If you can get somebody to focus on the positive, and if you know that somebody's having a tough day, or maybe you see they look a little bit down, engage them in conversation. Chances are you'll see their face light up. And even if they're troubled at the time, I think, again, that goes back to the parable of the sower. You could plant a seed there that's going to germinate later and really maybe change their day. So let's all have the light of gratitude shine in our lives and not focus on the negative. Can't leave without saying thank you to all of you out there, those who are partners with us, volunteers, those who donate to us, certainly those who keep us in prayer. We certainly do covet that. And we thank you for the partnership that we have here at WPEO as well, being able to share the open door. As always, we'd like to close with these words from Revelation. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Open Door Radio Program, a ministry of Southside Mission. Southside Mission exists to proclaim Jesus Christ and in His name, love our neighbors and provide hope to the community through life-transforming ministries. Southside Mission has multiple ministries helping the poor in one of the 100 poorest zip codes in America, 61605. The Open Door is sponsored by Southside Mission Thrift Stores in the Field Shopping Center in Morton, and at the corner of War Memorial Drive and Wisconsin in Peoria. To stay in touch with Southside Mission, visit southsidemission.org or like us on Facebook. You can also email Rich Drager at richd@southsidemission.org. Thanks for listening to the Open Door radio program.
Shine the light.